Record. All right. Hopefully I won't screw that one up again. For this. Welcome! I don't know if you know. I don't know if you saw. But I just... These guys might have... They did a thing. The underdogs. The number one seed that was the underdog. Get the f*** out of here. Hey! We are live! Look who's in the house, everybody!
Woodchuck's here.
Woodchuck is here.
I'm here.
And he had a quite adventure in New York City last weekend.
Oh, man.
That's why he wasn't here. But he had a great time. He was with
awesome.
Kappadick.
Kappadap and his wife, Sam, are wonderful hosts. They're awesome. And we will be infiltrating their house, RCEC style, without a problem.
Yeah. So... We gotta do a show. We're gonna kind of just have a moment of silence for all my Atlanta fans. Sorry, I can't keep that silent. So, good luck to all the other teams that are playing. Don't really care anymore.
As long as whoever is playing beats the Patriots, I'm happy.
Oh, come on.
As long as they lose. That's. I mean, I know it's not usually pretty likely.
Yeah.
That they do, unfortunately.
Yep.
They usually win.
Easy.
Sorry.
It's a good show. sort of.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can just set this up. We'll start the show here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're high tech, bro. Low tech, high tech.
What is going on
over here? Yeah. Sorry, John Baskins, for the non-aesthetically pleasing background. He was very complaint. He had a complaint about that. He's like, everything was okay, but your background was hard to look at. So I had the Dale Earnhardt flag, so apparently he's a racist. I don't know. Hates white people.
Okay. We're going there already?
Yeah, I mean, you bring that out of me. I don't know.
Whoa.
You know I can't read comments. We got three people watching. Who cares? Everybody's watching the Patriots. They'll watch this later.
Yeah, I was like, 8:30, dude? Patriots are on.
Well, the problem is I thought the Eagles game started at 3:30.
So
now it actually is started at 4:30. You're like, you don't know which camera to look at. You're like, I don't know what to do.
I'm all right.
Yeah. So 5 years, bro. Congratulations. 5 years.
Excuse me. We started.
5 years we've been doing Shred the Ledge.
Stalking each other.
Mm-hmm. Stalking each other.
Yeah. I mean, I say this all the time, but you warn your kids about stranger danger.
Don't look at me. Look
at Ben. On the internet safely, and we were just like, hey, yeah, let's go meet some strangers, and here we are.
Yeah.
We've known each other forever.
Yeah. It's been awesome. We've been doing Shred the Ledge for 5 years. We're going to touch a little bit about Shred the Ledge. Our first Shred the Ledge was in Montgomery, Vermont, for those that were there.
It was in Eden.
Technically. They're like this.
10 miles. They actually,
they're like
Eden
this.
And Montgomery do touch.
Yeah.
So
we were in Eden, sorry. And
well, you're going to say Montgomery, and people are going to be like, we've been there since day one.
Yeah, so Eden, fair enough. Eden. We were in Eden at his camp, his family's camp.
In the morning.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So we're just a bunch of knuckleheads. We put out a bunch of flyers. We promoted as much as we could on social media, YouTube, all the stuff we were doing, Instagram. We weren't really on Facebook at the time.
No, not really.
Like, we weren't heavy on Facebook, not like we are now. You know what I mean?
It was at infancy.
Yeah, exactly. So we have some people show up Friday, right? And it's about, I don't know, 10, 20 people.
Yeah, our locals who we knew would be there for the most part.
And we were fine with that.
Yeah.
And then, what was it? The morning, right?
Yeah.
Saturday morning, I finally get out of the tent, and I go over to see this clown right here, and he's like, I've already puked 3 times. I'm like, what? He's like, come here.
The whole road was filled with cars!
He said, come here. So I followed him out to the edge of the road.
The road!
And all you could see were cars
everywhere.
Parked on a bank like this.
From everywhere. They came from Massachusetts,
New Jersey, Connecticut,
Pennsylvania. That's when
that young kid was there.
Andrew came. That's right.
Andrew first year. Yeah, the kid came with his mom. With a busted up TF2.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
That's where we started, and we kind of just were flying by our seat.
It snowed that year.
It snowed. They still talk about Woodchuck shooting the gun.
Everybody gets woken up in the morning.
In the morning with the
Dan Huff actually slept. in a sleeping bag, white plastic chair next to the fire, and he woke up frosted because it snowed on him. It was like 27 degrees, and it was awesome. People still talk about it.
It's
unforgettable.
And everybody says that was our best event, it probably was, because we didn't know what we were doing. We're like, just go play, have fun!
Have fun,
you know. And everybody liked that. Yep. We're actually...
It's kind of what we try to do now.
Full circle, come back full circle. We've taken the competition out of Shred the Ledge, and now it's just a get-together, and we're going to set up a bunch of gates, and you guys are going to go with your teammates and have fun. But for 5 years, we made a lot of memories, and it's been a freaking awesome ride. I don't know, you want to say anything else?
We've done a lot of stuff.
We've been a lot of places.
Been
a couple places.
Been a couple events. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People know who we are.
I mean, some. I mean, we're so popular, we got 3 viewers.
I bet you we got 10 haters, though.
Oh!
Even better.
I just got a phone call about one of them, because he was hating on somebody else. Yeah.
So one of your haters called you to hate on somebody else?
Someone called me and said, yo, do you know this dude? I'm like, I actually do know that dude.
You know that dude?
And he's like, dude's on my page talking shit. I'm like, yeah, that's what he does. Because he's got no friends.
Well, so those things will happen on the big jobs.
You'll have that.
Gotta eat.
Got what?
Gotta eat.
Gotta eat, yep. Let's see. We've set world records. Unofficially, but come on.
We did.
The Guinness Book of World Records is hard to do. They're Nazis about the verbiage and the wording and how things go.
I've filed
the thing 14 different times, and it keeps coming back because it's changing, and now this needs to change. I was like, forget you.
We know what we've done. You guys know what we've done.
48 hours, 56 hours, 64 hours, right? We've set some pretty high bars. We're pretty excited about 2018, honestly, because we're in full force go mode with all the events we're doing. Ultimate Scale Challenge is growing to other states. Yep, it's everywhere. The Scalers and Crawlers Association rule set is starting to take hold in some places, which I'm really happy about. So thank you guys for that. They're constantly being updated. Now we're going to do pre-approval for 3D axles. Bauhaus and GCM went through that process, and they actually were legal for the Division I class, because that's the most rule oriented, because we're trying to keep that as stock as possible. Not a lot of comp stuff in there is what we're trying to do,
right?
Get the comp stuff out of there and then trickle it through the other divisions.
Their axles are the way they're designed, right? And the way it's done
scale.
They're literally scanned, and these are exact replicas, and the steering is upgraded. It's basically the only real bonus of them. Yeah. And they're lighter in there, but they're so it was easy.
Words from Woodchuck.
I don't have too many.
All right, we're gonna unleash the beast that Woodchuck is building right now.
Oh man,
yeah. So he brought this gigantic, I've got to move stuff off the table because it is.
Well, I did.
You did. We saw the 8x8, how big that was.
We can start with this.
All right. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, oh, you do.
The scale. That's this is scale. A scale.
So we'll start with.
Does it even work?
This is.
How does it work?
You got to turn it on.
Okay. Functionality.
This just a drag queen, aluminum drag queen.
Yep.
That weighs approximately 5 pounds. 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
These are the original 48 hour 1.9 growlers, uncut.
Wow.
They have CI foams in there. It is stretched to 13 inches. These are the hot racing axles from the first Shred the Ledge at Field and Forest, Hunter won.
The Hunter won. Now, why are they on your truck?
Those things will happen.
Those things will happen in my house.
The hot racing transmission to match some brushless.
Yep.
And that's, it's a basic truck. The suspension is very stiff.
Go ahead,
give a squish.
Oh.
Let me show you.
Oh, boy.
Trevor said Expedition.
Expedition.
Now, if I have the possibility to live to RC in style and squishness,
I want. Damn it. I want a Winnebago.
Holy crap.
So it really kind of fits perfectly right on top of the drag queen. I tried Leafs. It's too much. This thing is...
It's a metal body?
Hold on, let me show you what this thing weighs. So...
Oh my goodness.
7.5 pounds.
Wow.
So we're looking at... And that's without the interior. I have the full interior. Jessica's going to paint it, and she's going to do the whole... All that good stuff.
It's at 12 pounds
So we're looking at 12 pounds.
Then it'll be probably 13. And it's 13, not even.
So we're looking at 13 without a battery running.
Crap.
Rolling, ready to go. Ready to run will be 13 pounds.
Wow, Woodchuck. That thing is a beast.
I put AR-60s on it, Wraith Axles.
Yep.
It's just too wide, and it just didn't work. These are locked up. RC 1.9 wheels.
Holy shit.
I know.
I'm glad if you got up with my good arm.
Dude, it'll give you a hernia.
Holy crap.
It will give you a hernia.
Wow.
So, I'm not sure, you know.
See, iPhones are probably a good idea with how heavy this is.
So, it's a mixture of links here and there. The rear shocks are 8-scale nitro race shocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're super stiff because that thing...
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
So that's there. And the same in the... These are icons with just...
Yep.
From the box of miscellaneous parts.
Hey, so we all love those gas
boxes. It's stiff. It's still kind of in rollerish form.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I got the suspension where I want it. It's stiff. It holds it.
Mm-hmm.
Mounting it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're testing.
Holy crap. Are you going to... Do you need to cut the tops of those?
I'm not going to cut anything.
Okay.
I'm going to figure out.
Oh, they're going to rest right on
it
there.
Sits, well, once, yep. Sits.
Sits right on those shock towers right from the drag queen chassis.
Yep. And, I mean, if you look.
Yeah.
It is.
I might have to do a little trimming.
I think if I just adjust the wheelbase a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It just catches a little bit, yep. But.
But look.
Yeah.
I know, that's awesome. I'm saying when it stuffs. It stuffs up
it
into
stuffs
the wheel
right
rump.
In. It fits over half the tires.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
48 hours spent with this. And patches, 48. You guys saw last week's show, his 8x8. You guys didn't on YouTube. But sorry about that. Because I didn't have this camera at the time. So, yeah, the 48-hour challenge is going to be...
I mean, I have my doubts just on gears,
all the, metal, I hope.
Yes.
Packet full of grease. Man.
Yeah.
With this much weight, you're going to have
to. Oh, no. I still have my doubts of it lasting. I've driven Bolton.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah, once or twice.
It's tough on trucks, and
super tough.
This is not how I would build my 48-hour challenge rig. But, why not?
Excuse me.
Yeah. I tried leaf springs and 1.5s, and they fit right in there, and it was really scale and looked good.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably wouldn't, it would make it, you know, to the first chairlift, and then it would be stuck because...
Mm-hmm. Oh, the leafs would be flat.
Yeah, the body weighs 10 pounds, 12 pounds, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be 1.9, and, I do have a backup rig.
Yeah. For those that don't know, to get the full credit for the 48-hour challenge who have never done it, you and truck have to start and finish the event.
Original truck.
Original truck. You can't swap out trucks, you know.
You can do repairs to your truck.
Oh, for sure. You can repair your truck, keep it going. But you cannot start with one and finish with a different.
I'm just figuring with a close to 15-pound truck, battery interior and everything that it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
A catastrophic failure of transmission gears, something totally could be fixed. But,
yeah.
When you're at the 48-hour challenge and something, I'll take an asterisk.
Yeah. at this point.
I've got another truck that I want.
You doubling down on the fours for North Dakota?
Boom.
But he's not there anymore. He's Colorado.
It's just
Colorado.
Baskins.
Yeah, Baskins. Yeah. Dude, this is an awesome build.
I can't wait
to see what you do with it. When it's all finished and ready for the 48, we're going to have you back so everyone can take a look at this.
It'll be ready.
It's going to be nasty.
Hopefully. It'll make it at least one trip to the top and back.
Yeah. I think that's what Patch said about the 8x8.
It'll
trip up, trip back.
Trip up, trip back, and then when I roll in, I've got the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have the trailer and the official truck,
mm-hmm.
which will actually be the Deuce from last year.
That's awesome. All right, brother. Here you go. That's Woodchuck's Winnebago. Yep. As he knocks it down. The Indian. I love that thing, dude. This is awesome. Well, with the 48-hour challenge, we have spent a lot of time with a lot of different trucks. And Helios, come on. Helios is the only battery we use because it's the only battery that has not failed us.
True.
Right?
Yep,
every other battery we've had has failed us.
We used another battery.
We won't mention names, but every battery we've used for the 48 has failed except for the Helios batteries. So kudos to Helios for getting us good batteries. Make sure you check out Helios and Bauhaus. Oh, what a great segue! Oh, so those that don't know, Helios and Bauhaus are becoming one unit. They're doing a lot of crazy, awesome things.
Awesome stuff.
Which I cannot talk about because it's all in development, but all I can say is...
But we got to know.
Yeah, I know. We're in the know. I mean, we were probably the last to know, but we're...
It's okay.
We're at least in the know.
It's good enough.
A lot of things coming out for both companies, so be prepared for that. Scale explosion. I'm going to talk about some 3D printed products from Bauhaus right now that are for my 64-hour Toyota, which you guys know about. If you've been following along, Fat Carl has been gotten the Bauhaus treatment this summer, and now the Toyota is as well. What we have here is their high-clearance skid. You guys...
I'm getting one of those.
So you can get up a little closer. That's their high-clearance skid. For anybody who's seen Fat Carl and get up and over things... this is the one skid I recommend. Slides over everything. It's super number one awesome. It's low profile skid for the TF2. So check that out. I also have these rear leaf shackle mounts. For those that know about the TF2, they tend to get stuck. The rear leaves get stuck on the hangers.
The geometry isn't
quite right. And I was getting that with Fat Carl. I got a set of these fixed. So these are going on the Toyota as well. And what Woodchuck has here is their coupling support for your drive shaft.
This one. I hadn't seen this part yet.
Yep, it's for the TF2 long wheelbase.
Yep.
That way you put the bearings in like you would the normal. Nice and plastic, nice and light.
Now this
phenomenal piece right here, you guys.
Printed at Shapeways out of the nylon they use.
Yep.
It's the same stuff that the 4-wood and the 6-wood are printed out of.
Yep.
So it's strong. It's got a little bit of flex to it when it needs to. I actually have a set of these. They'll be on their way to me also.
Yeah. The high clearance skid made night and day difference for Fat Carl. Because it was getting hung up on everything, you guys. I mean everything. So having it not get hung up was quite nice.
These parts, like this center piece, these parts are actually scanned. Nick scans these. Nick and Dave do a ton of work. And these parts are factory.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to adjust anything. These
direct
are direct bolt-in parts.
Mm-hmm.
Just to look at it, it's got where there would be bolts, bolt heads sticking out. The
scale detail too.
The scale detail in the Bauhaus parts are amazing.
Yeah,
it is.
Agreed.
They take the time to. I mean, literally, this part's got three bolt heads
on each side. Yeah,
and it just
looks awesome.
When
you flip over, when you flip over, we'll see the actual detail of
fine.
The underside.
It's okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Where'd my ego? Did you drop it?
Yeah.
Woodchuck got us some awesome things from, who is it?
Cliff.
Cliff, sorry. RCEC. I'm putting them backwards on purpose. But yeah, that's what's up. I'll be putting those onto something. So thank you, Cliff, for those. After this, we're going to talk a little bit about this behind me right here. This is a project that the entire RCEC team has had their hand in making. As you can see, it's not done. Some stuff got broken in shipment, so we're going to fix that. Easy fix, not a big deal. But this is for Mary Oz. For those who don't know, she is a one-to-one wheeler down at Field and Forest. She's had a lot of things go on in her life. Not good from an accident, but she can tell you her story, which she's totally fine with doing. But the community, the group, the RCEC guys decided to do a build for her because she has donated a lot of her time to us and committed to giving rides and drives in her actual one-to-one truck, Jeep, sorry, to raise money for our cause this year, which was amazing. So, of course, Bert from A&M Garage said, send me the chassis and the Jeep, and I will weld it up. So we sent him a bunch of pictures, and he did a phenomenal job putting it together. It looks almost identical to hers. You know, obviously in an RC world, things are different. But the geometry is good. The bends are solid. He did a great, great job with the cage and the nose, the bumper. Everything's to the T right. Oopsie, yeah, let's settle down here. Which leads me into Mad Mike. Scale Accessories, he's donated a bunch of stuff for the interior of Mary's Jeep. I know Craig sent us a Jeep dash out of a New Bright. You know, everybody's had their hand in this, building it. We'll get into the full rundown of who did what and gave what later. But, you know, Anthony, Flying Hawaiian, donated an axle. I donated an axle. Glenn got the winch. Woodchuck got the body. You know, I know there's more stuff to be put in this. But that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to do something nice for her because she's done so much for us, which, you know, we're a giving community, right? Yeah. And we try to give back to the ones that give to us. She's helped us in a major way. We do have wheels from CNC Custom and on the actual Proline tires, the BFGs, that she uses on her Jeep. And at CNC Customs, he did a phenomenal job. The wheels are identical to hers. Right down to the lugs. So we're excited to get this one done. Mm-hmm. I just got this back from Mike. Mike did a lot of the and scale accessory stuff. So thank you for that. But yeah, that's great. The build. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm not really going to want to give it to her, to be honest with you. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You can take pictures of it because it's actually coming home with, no? All right. I tried. She's an awesome human being you know, deserves good things to come her way.
Anybody who lets you, hey, you want to go for a random drive? You want to randomly drive my Jeep for $20?
You couldn't get Benjamin Murray out of those Jeeps in the Suzuki. Nah.
It's awesome.
He's like, nah. Nope.
All day long.
So keep an eye out for that. We'll do some pictures and post builds and stuff as we go along. But that is for Mary Oz. And, she'll hopefully have this in the spring because it takes a long time to work on detailed interiors and stuff like that. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, man? I mean, we are pumped.
Definitely. Super excited. This year it's stressful. It's going to make me puke again, probably 3 or 4 times.
There's something different this year. You're working now.
That is true. I have a job.
He has an actual job. 9-to-5-er.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. Wouldn't that be nice?
I wish I started at 9.
I remember my part-time job.
Yeah, no.
I'll be back to work soon enough.
Yeah? When's that?
I don't know.
Soon enough.
So,
yeah, I won't. We'll do the best that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Woodchuck RC is still rolling. We're doing this and doing that.
It was a rough year for Woodchuck. There was a couple deaths in the family. There was a couple major surgeries on Jessica. Mm-hmm. So that just took up a ton of time, which, mm-hmm. you know, I loved dealing with. She, I don't,
yeah,
right.
but that's fine.
Not that she wanted to go through two surgeries, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's, you know, it's been rough.
It's been a rough 2017 for all of us. Yeah. You know, Sunny had cancer. You know, had her operation. Mm-hmm. That was scary. Her mom had a stroke. You know, there's just tons and tons of things.
It was a rough year.
It was a rough year.
So I was just looking for it to be just, you know,
a little better.
Not so often kicked in the balls by life.
Dude, wouldn't that be nice?
It would be
just
nice.
Like a, I mean, I don't ball kickless it. 2018. Is that a thing? Hashtag it doesn't no ball
to,
kicks.
Doesn't have to be ball, not even less.
Well, I mean, just no.
Just a,
no
just,
ball kicks.
Yeah, no, it can't, that won't ever happen.
I know. I'm sorry. Such a positive attitude over here.
Sorry.
I love him. Yeah.
Somebody has to be realistic, because if I say, it's never going to happen again.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, and that's when the world's like, oh, yeah, here's a shotgun right to your face, son. Both barrels? Yes, please.
You would have wished you got kicked in the balls.
You would have wished you got kicked in the balls, yeah.
So, yeah, let's just have, you know, be kind to everybody.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
No BS. The drama needs to go away.
Yeah, no drama.
What I've been doing, I don't know if any of you know, that I've been giving people three chances to not be a douche. And if they have, I delete them and block them. Because I just don't want to see it anymore. It's just, it's depressing to see fights every time you go online. I understand that's what you get on Facebook. I understand that's what you get online and all that other stuff. But... You, the person, the user, have a chance to either scroll by or move on or delete. You don't have to engage in it. You don't have to be all about it, because all it's doing is nothing. It's like arguing with a wall. You know, there's no point proven. And I bet you if you met the person face to face, you would probably get along with them, you know, because they wouldn't be the way they are online. So, you know, there's the exception. There are a couple that are that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We crack each other up. Oh, you know what I mean?
Good.
But that's really it.
I'd like to say thank you to my sponsor, RCCrawlerCountry.com.
Shameless plug. I like it.
And Helios RC.
And Helios RC. And all my wonderful sponsors. Much, you know who you are.
You got paid to the sponsors.
No.
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 It's all right.
Yeah. We're just blessed to be able to do what we do.
We're just blessed that people were like, these two are cool. Let's go hang out with them. I mean, really? Yeah. We're two guys from Vermont that are like, hey, let's try and do something and maybe somebody will show up.
Yeah.
And they keep coming back.
Idiots.
And they bring their friends and they bring their families.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah.
And they travel to come see us.
Yep, which is kind of mind-blowing, right?
Kind of?
Well,
no,
it is
absolutely mind-blowing. I personally am blown away by the whole, by all of it. I mean, because literally, we're just a couple of guys from Vermont who wanted to have fun not by ourselves playing with our trucks.
Yeah.
We found somebody our own age who is into playing with trucks. And then we found other people who are into playing with toy trucks.
Yeah.
Then we
and
found
it escalated
people,
from there.
Then we found people who drive 7 hours.
Woohoo! Thank you.
To walk for 48 hours.
Ah, yeah.
To drive home for 7 hours.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, PA.
Yes. Jersey.
Sullivan.
And,
yeah. Well, they're not 7 hours. They're 4 hours, aren't they?
Five hours? It's 5.5 to 6 hours.
From there? All right.
Just fair enough.
Well, because it's 6 hours to New York City. So from here, from my driveway, it's exactly 5.5 hours.
I mean, I came home in 5 hours, 20 minutes from
math hurts
from Jersey, but that was going really fast.
Yeah,
so.
you're motivated.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's it. I think we're going to end the show.
You
guys are awesome. Thanks for checking it out. I'll let you know who's going to be here next week, if anybody. It might just be me with some super awesome news about anything or nothing. Or you just sit here, watch me twiddle my thumbs.
I
want
to say thank you to everybody for voting for me.
Oh, yeah! Class Clown! Yeah, congratulations, the People's Choice Award.
That's pretty amazing, I guess. So I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Yeah, dude.
And you got a couple.
Yeah, I already talked last week about
that. That's all right. Yeah. I wasn't here, so accept it and take it.
I'm fine.
I'm sure Baskins didn't. He's like, ah.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. Just don't know what to do with my hands. Don't look at me. Don't look at me!
You know, so
that's Baskins. Yeah.
Yeah, take it.
He's already sweating about doing the live video.
Like, oh, yes.
You called me. He's like, are you serious? Do I really have to do that? I did that last year. I'm like, that's what Chuck's.
Why don't people call me?
Because they're afraid of you.
You can all call me. Baskins, if you have a problem
with
questions, if anybody has any questions about the teen driver live videos, please contact me. I'll be glad to answer all of your questions peacefully, calmly. I'm not a violent guy. The gloves aren't on. You're on the other side of the phone. I can't hurt you through the phone.
They just know you got a good memory.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's my wife.
I mean, Sullivan's been on the top of the list for so long, and you still have let him go.
I don't know how that's happened.
I've gotten cuts on my face because of something I've said one time. Which that dude's been running his mouth for so long.
I don't know how that happened. That was just a freak thing.
It's going to be a freak thing. I knock you out. Oh, Baskins is talking.
Hi, Baskins.
We can't read. We're old.
I guess, Baskins, you'll just have to figure out something else. As for everybody else, stay tuned to see all of your favorite RCEC drivers doing live videos and new RCEC drivers introducing themselves. So we'll check out.
Later, you guys. Have a great night. Thanks for watching.
Just hit stop and hit stop.